I don't care if you put 40 eggs under, she ain't gonna sit.
What do you call her when she's on a nest of eggs?
She's sitting here.
Got an old sitting hen to sit. She'll hatch next week.
You know,
I hear no reason to sit. An old hen will hatch next week.
You know, if you had a real good set of dishes, your dishes would probably be made out of...
China.
What about an egg made out of that? Did you ever see that?
A what?
An egg made out of...
China?
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, it's these old nest eggs, you know, Brady, what we're talking about.
Oh,
has.
You
got some of them wooden eggs, some of them being made from wood, out of wood.
Uh-huh. What would you call one made out of China?
Nest eggs.
That'd be a wooden egg,
but you leave it in there
China.
And take the fresh egg out.
It'd be a what?
China.
Huh?
Just, if it's made out of something like this.
That's a crop.
It wouldn't be a wooden egg.
It wouldn't be a wooden egg. It would be a China egg.
Some of them wood, some of them China.
A China egg.
Uh-huh. And, where would you keep chickens?
We just always left an old rotten egg in the nest for a nest egg.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep your chickens?
Oh, in trees.
Sometimes.
A little old chicken
If you were smart, you would have a chicken house. But then they just roosted in the trees or on the fence or in the barn or anywhere they wanted to. They had their own roosting place.
What about a place for the mother hen and the little chicks?
Made a little coop.
Chicken coop.
Made a coop.
Uh-huh.
Or turn an old hen tub down or a wooden tub or anything. Just turn a tub down, put her under it and put something under it to give her air, you know.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a rail is?
It goes
stack this away.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about those rails.
You had to split the rails.
Uh-huh.
Wooden rails.
Timber.
Do you know, did you ever hear any other name for a rail fence?
No, I ain't.
But do you know, if they wanted to make it higher, something they could take rail, go like this, and
stake,
uh-huh.
Stakes, and put a rail
uh-huh.
in that.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called stake and rider?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What was that now?
I didn't know it.
Stake, and you put a rail in there.
Uh-huh.
See?
Our rail fences were different.
They weren't. I went to Williamsburg, and it's just
same
like ours, same old.
You went to Williamsburg?
Mm-hmm. And it was during one of these festivals they were having. I got a brother that lives in North Carolina.
We pulled corn down here and up in the north, and we used to call it husking corn.
Uh-huh.
You know?
When it was remodeling all these old houses at Williamsburg, like the governor's mansion and all of that, they had a tour. And it was called a festival.
Hmm.
And I happened to be up there and we went to it.
Where is Williamsburg? It's in
Virginia.
You didn't mention it. Did you travel up there?
No, I didn't think about that. And
did you get to see any other areas besides?
No, just that tour. And it would have took you a week to go through all of it. But we just had a half a day.
Uh-huh.
And I was up there with my daughter. She was fixing to come home from Norfolk.
Uh-huh.
Her husband was in service and he was shipping out and he was sending her home. She didn't have nobody to come with her. Of course, I went up there to come back with her.
Uh-huh.
And we stopped in South Carolina, seen friends in South Carolina. I saw friends in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And just had a nice
friend. She had a brother, no?
Just had a nice trip.
Yes, you did.